The Dragon Lord's Love, The Highgarden Dragons, Book 8. Written by C.K. Knoll. Narrated by Aaron Ross. Chapter 1. Ryan.
I'm telling the truth. I saw it with my own eyes.
I lifted my head from my computer to see my friend and partner, Sal, trying to calm the local drunk, Billy, again. Billy had a habit of telling tall tales, especially when he had one too many drinks. From seeing Bigfoot to winning the lottery, he always had a story to tell.
Billy, how many drinks have you had? Sal asked skeptically, and I wondered what tale Billy was weaving today.
I ain't had but two drinks. You gotta believe me, Officer Berg. It was a flying island. It appeared in the sky, then disappeared. I saw it. Monsters were flying around it,
Billy replied, waving his arms. I straightened in my seat and swallowed. I'd seen some crazy things a few months ago, and my eyes were open to a whole new world, a paranormal world, a world filled with dragons and vampires. My heart pounded at the thought of that night. Did that have something to do with the story Billy was telling? Sal chuckled and wore an expression of disbelief.
Billy, come on. Officer Hall and I will buy you a sandwich and a coffee. We're just getting off shift.
I smiled. Sal was a good guy and a good cop. He genuinely cared about the people and wanted to help. He was the only reason I stayed on the force. Most of the others just came to do a job and were straight up dicks. They would never be caught dead with Billy, let alone buy him lunch.
I could eat a sandwich. I am hungry, Billy replied, forgetting about his story.
I rose from my desk. I can't. I have plans with the family. You two enjoy yourselves.
Oh, that's right. You have wedding planning tonight, huh?
Billy, Officer Hall is getting hitched.
The old ball and chain,
Sal said with a smile.
Oh, to the pretty girl I saw you with. If so, I wouldn't mind being chained to her,
Billy said, turning to me. I rolled my eyes and nodded. Yes, and I better get going, or I won't hear the end of it. Take care of yourself, Billy. Catch you later, Sal.
Have a good night. See you tomorrow, Sal said.
I waved and headed out of the small building. Walden was a growing mountain city in Colorado with around 100,000 residents. Most were good people and yearned for a peaceful life. I inhaled the crisp spring air as soon as I stepped outside. The sun was still shining bright, and I closed my eyes, allowing its rays to wash over my body. I felt invigorated, like Superman being strengthened by the sun. I loved this time of year. I opened my eyes and scowled. Gah, just what I needed. Jason Sokolsky. Jason was a fellow cop. He viewed himself as God's gift, with his chiseled jaw, blonde hair, and blue eyes. What was worse, he was also my fiancé's ex. I had no idea what Sarah ever saw in this douche. Oh, yeah, Jason was her brother Derek's best friend, and Derek had pressured the pair to date. I didn't want to deal with Jason, so I turned and headed to my car, avoiding any eye contact with him. I made it to my old Honda and grimaced at the squeak of my door. I knew it was time for a new car. The Colorado winters had been brutal on Betsy. I smiled. My little sister named my car. Betsy was my first car and had been with me for nearly 10 years. She ran well and got me from A to B with no issues. She just looked old and didn't have the bells and whistles of the newer cars. I got in and cranked the key. It roared to life with no problem. I pulled out of the space and headed out of the lot. I glanced out the side window in time to see Jason sneering at me as I turned onto the main road.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?